We got stuff to get to because it's a big one.
It's the weekend update.
Of course, finding out what is ever so weekend worthy, and you know she is.
Happy Mother's Day weekend.
Aww.
All weekend long right here at Hank FM. In fact, musically, we will do just that. We will salute the moms, as we will next in the flashback, but a We Love You Mom.
Your mom.
Weekend. We do.
She knows.
Yeah.
She knows whether you love her or not, and she knows how much.
We will kick that off this afternoon with the Marathon Man, Mark Phillips, at 5 o'clock.
Love you, Mom and Dad.
He does.
Aw.
So Mother's Day weekend, Heather Lee household.
Right.
What do we got?
Well, we've had a huge week. I don't know. We didn't even talk about this, but my daughter had to go to the urgent care again last weekend.
Yeah.
So we are currently nursing a sprained knee. Yesterday, my son had field day, so it's been very, very busy.
Mm-hmm.
And with all this rain, and we're going to do something very, very glamorous for Mother's Day, and that is to get one, if not both, of the lawnmowers fixed.
Oh.
Because my house is a very, very scary place.
Yeah.
But
have they put the sticker on your door yet? Because that'll happen eventually.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know that we could find the front door at this point.
Yeah.
And you know, I had cruise night last night, so I couldn't party at the ACMs. And it's like, Jelly, I'm busy. Cruise night. Come on, man. So I'm making up for it tonight with another raging concert. That would be Heroes and Icons with the Aledo High School Band.
Very nice.
Night at the Pops. And not only that, it's like the choir, the color guard, everybody getting in on the action.
Very good.
Uh-huh.
Big things
at
Bearcat Land.
Tickets not sold in any store.
Uh-uh. No.
What about you?
Mom, of course, you know, on Sunday, the girlfriend's out of town this weekend, and we have a WWE pay-per-view event scheduled tomorrow. So.
Mom!
Really?
Mommy.
Is there anything more that
it's
one could want
fun. Huh?
For a Mother's Day in Texas?
Mom.
But, man, it gets going. In fact, we got going last night out there at Cowtown Coliseum. Our PBR World of Finals weeks have finally arrived. Of course, next week is the big dance there at AT&T Stadium, but the elimination rounds kicked off last night. Those go through the weekend right there. I'm going to have to watch this tonight. Our Dallas Stars.
We've had more hat tricks, have we not? The sports guy is so excited. I have no idea what that means.
We had a hat trick to end round one, yes. Mm. And then we had a Mikko Heiskanen hat trick in game one of the round two of playoffs. Yeah, that was a 3-2 win. So the Stars are up 1-0 on the hated Winnipeg Jets.
Ew, as if.
Who likes Winnipeg anyway?
I've never been there, but I mean,
is Winnipeg?
It's north, I think, is where
it's somewhere cold right there. But they'll play again tonight, and then Sunday the series will shift. Arlington Renegades got some UFL football action.
Woo!
Their their home finale for the regular season will be tomorrow against the hated Michigan Panthers, and we will have the great Bob Stoops on the show later. In about 2 hours at 9:15. I'm nervous. I'm very nervous.
Me too.
He makes
me
nervous.
I have no idea why, but I'm nervous.
Concerts all over the place. We missed Billy Idol Wednesday, by the way. I know.
No, the curved lip and everything.
He was apparently rocking Dickie's Arena.
Do you know how he got that name?
Huh.
He was not the best student. And so they'd say, Billy needs to stop being so idle in school.
Huh?
And then he took it.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. And here he is.
And he's still going strong. He's like 70-something or anything. That's actual
Billy
audio
Clomey
from the show.
Next time you're in town.
Steel Drivers tonight at Billy Bob's. David Nail tomorrow. So bring a hammer to both of those.
I am hammer.
Don't bring a hammer.
Can't touch this.
Post Malone is taking over AT&T Stadium tonight. And he'll be joined by the Jelly Roll.
Jelly Roll!
He had some help.
And that will be, that'll actually kick off with it's a Post Malone traveling tailgate. That is free to anybody. And it runs outside the stadium. And it will offer tattoos by Posty's personal tattoo artist.
No way.
So you can go out there and get one.
Happy Mother's Day weekend!
Yeah, that is not the way
what
to surprise mom with a face tattoo.
There
no.
To uh-uh. have.
Mm-mm.
Just says, I love
no,
you, Mom.
No, ma'am.
That's
uh-uh.
classic.
No.
It's classic. It's Americana. Also going on, and this I think will go for a couple of months out there at the eSports Arena in Arlington, the Smurf Experience.
Aww.
It puts you in an immersive world of Smurf Village, the Enchanted Forest, and more.
Smurf,
And if that's not enough for you, the Peppa Pig gender reveal of the new sibling is tomorrow.
Happy Mother's Day weekend!
That's what mom wants to
do. No, not even a little.
Here is what I'm going to spend a large portion or chunk of tonight through, they estimate, Sunday morning, but definitely pinpointed tomorrow. We brought this up on the show. They don't know where it's going to fall, but it's expected to re-enter now. They've pinpointed it around 1 a.m. overnight tonight going into tomorrow, and that would be the falling Russian Cosmos 482 spacecraft that never made it to Venus back in the 70s, but will finally make its way home this weekend.
So I have questions.
Yes.
How is it that they can pinpoint the time, but not where? There's something missing in this equation.
You know, it's right now looking to be in the Pacific, a little west of South America. But if they're, by the way, they say it's about 1 a.m. plus or minus 9 hours. So they're a little iffy on that. North Texas is one of the many places that its flight trajectory will give it a chance.
How many is many?
Just saying, if you haven't done any shopping for mom.
Happy Mother's Day
weekend! I got you Venus rocket. Mama.